This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. So I visited the Moab Folk Festival this past weekend, where I collected some pleasant memories and got a sunburn. Headlining the event in Moab was Judy Collins, a legendary songstress of the folk music revival era decades ago. She has been performing professionally since 1961, first as a folk musician and songwriter, and then as a pop artist in the 1970s and 80s. Since then, Miss Collins has returned to her roots and has been a regular performer on the indie folk music circuit. At age 80, Miss Collins still has a remarkable voice that allows her to hit those eerie high notes that are her trademark and an even more commanding stage presence. Given her decades of experience in the music business, Miss Collins is as gifted as a storyteller as she is a singer. Whenever she needs to tune her 12-string guitar, Miss Collins entertains her audiences with chatty bits of gossip about well-known celebrities. Her open-air performance Saturday afternoon at the Moab Ballfield featured both old and new material from Miss Collins' repertoire, including pop hits from the 1970s like Both Sides Now, Send in the Clowns, Someday Soon, and a sing-along finale of Amazing Grace. From spring to fall, the town of Moab is usually mobbed with up to 20,000 visitors, but the Moab Folk Festival still looks and feels like a secret that most of those tourists haven't learned about yet. The event attracts audiences made up primarily of local residents, giving the festival a relaxed and mellow vibe, making it a great destination for a fall road trip. With Halloween over, and Thanksgiving having been judged commercially irrelevant, it must be time to think about Christmas entertainment already. That means the Nutcracker. If you want to watch talented local young people bring that holiday tradition to life, then you need to see the Cache Valley Civic Ballet's annual production of the Nutcracker at the Ellen Eccles Theater from November 29th to December 2nd. If you're more inclined toward the traditional, there's the Ballet West version of the Nutcracker, which was America's first full-length production of the ballet when it debuted in 1944. Those performances can be seen from December 6th to 26th at the Capitol Theater in Salt Lake City. Finally, there's the decidedly non-traditional version of the show by the Odyssey Dance Theater, which reimagines and updates the Nutcracker by blending modern dance and ballet. Those performances are set for December 17th to 23rd at Kingsbury Hall in Salt Lake. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.